Well, welcome to Leading Off in the Lowcountry with Lillian and Matt. I am Lillian, star of 95SX. I'm joined, as always, with the voice of the River Dogs, Matt Dean. And we're going to talk a little bit about the playoffs, maybe some World Series sneak peek talk, and, of course, the River Dogs and their, shall we say, successful season?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great, because I think so. But
absolutely.
We'll talk about that in just a bit. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty with MLB. We have the pennant race is just going crazy. Already two teams eliminated completely from the playoffs. Of course, no big surprise, the Braves and the Twins, who have been struggling. Although, Brian Dozier, 40 home runs already, with second baseman, I think, was like one of the highest. Statman, I don't know.
Yeah, Brian Dozier, for a player primarily a second baseman, he broke Alfonso Soriano's American League record.
Okay.
He's hit two as a DH, but the record right now is, so it's not as a second baseman, he's got 38, but it's the record for a guy who's primarily a second baseman.
He plays second base. 40, it's okay.
AL record, 40 home runs in the season already. Beat out Soriano in 2002.
Brian Dozier just killing it with his home runs, 40 home runs going on right now, but not enough to get him out of the cellar. We can't really talk about the playoffs too much because the AL East is way too tight and all the other divisions are actually pretty almost cut and dry, at least in my opinion. So I'm just going to cut to the chase. I want to know the two teams you feel are going to be in the World Series for this year.
It's so hard to predict in baseball, but I think you have to put the Cubs in the World Series conversation, as much as that kills me. I mean, they are running away with it. You know, every team has a little bit of a slump period. They had that a long time ago, and it looks like they're just going to cruise into the playoffs. It's ridiculous. They've got a 17-game lead on the Cardinals right now, and the Cardinals are just on the outside of the wild card race. They're a half game back in the wild card race. So think about that. Yeah, the Cubs have a 17-game lead in the next closest team, and that team is still in the wild card hunt by a half a game right now. So I think you have to absolutely pick the Cubs as the favorites to come out of the National League. I mean, no question.
American League, yeah.
American League, less clear. I'm not picking the Rangers. I know that.
Okay.
They're good, and for an inexplicable reason. I don't know what it is offhand, but look up their record in one run games this year. It's absurd.
Okay.
They're really riding the wave of some good bounces, some fortunate bounces this year. So I'm not going to pick the Rangers. I think they are very lucky to be in a comfortable spot that they're in. But Toronto, I like them. They're a fun team to watch. I'd like to see them get back. So that's kind of the basis behind my pick.
Okay, well, I'm with you. I believe the Cubbies are going to be in the World Series finally and well-deserved. Their magic number, again, is 3. So they will be in the playoffs regardless. And I think with last year having a taste of the playoffs, I think they're ready. I mean, they've proven it all year round. I think they're probably the most solid baseball team in the entire league. With the AL, it breaks my heart to say, I actually think Boston has the best chance. They're a solid team as well. On paper, they were supposed to be the best team in the AL East with Toronto being up there. Boston has proven their worth. They've been in the mix the entire season. And anybody in the AL East, they're going to have a terrible time in the last few weeks of baseball because they're going to just play each other.
Yeah, unless I think the Blue Jays, but I mean, anybody in the AL East that makes it out, honestly, I think those top two teams for sure.
And all three of them have, I believe, well, Toronto not as much, but definitely Boston and Baltimore, as in recent years, have playoff experience that helps a lot. And they have a lot of players who've been in those situations. And Toronto not as much, but they are a strong, solid team as well.
They went a long way last year, too. So.
Yeah. Agreed. Like I said,
1 year, but yeah, I mean, that's a lot of experience, I think. So I like either of the teams at AL East, Boston or Toronto.
Okay.
Not so much the Orioles.
Stop saying that. Okay. So, all right. Switching gears. We just finished the season for the South Atlantic League, and or at least on the River Dogs side. And what a great year it was. First time in 11 years making the playoffs. I saw another stat where it's been 28 years since to get a first playoff win. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's the first ever playoff win in River Dogs history.
Really?
The River Dogs have only been in the playoffs two other times, you know, since they've been under the River Dogs name.
Okay. The Rainbows, just the River
Dogs. Yeah, so like 2004, 2005, they were swept both those years. And this was the first win. And then if you go back, you know, it's Charleston franchise history, you have to go back to the 88 Rainbows for the last team to win a playoff game. So there have been three playoff appearances in between. They got swept every time. But, yeah, you have to go back to the 1988 Rainbows. So, look, even just that, obviously phenomenal year. You get a playoff win. You get a playoff team for just the first time in over a decade. It was 11 years since the River Dogs had even been in the playoffs, let alone winning a game. And, yeah, just a really fun year. And the way they did it on Friday night, I mean, if you were there, I know you're still upset that you weren't there. And I'm going to talk about how great it was.
Stop rubbing it in, all right?
But, I mean, it was a phenomenal atmosphere. And
that comeback in the seventh inning must have been just, like, crazy, wild, ugly.
Just absolutely nuts. And the River Dogs scored four runs in the bottom of the seventh and came back to win it. So, and it was... The crowd was into it, and the crowd was definitely a factor. I mean, absolutely. People were there. I mean, it felt like a Thirsty Thursday. You know, there was all kinds of stuff going on. People were just hanging around for fireworks, but it was more than that. I mean, people at first were just kind of there having fun, getting into the huge crowd, but then they really got into the baseball. I mean, the River Dogs didn't do much early in the game, but they really got into the game in the seventh inning, and I really think it had an impact on some of the Braves pitchers in that inning. I mean— They walked either handful of guys in that inning. The River Dogs like fed off the energy of the crowd, absolutely. And, I mean, that was definitely a factor. And the coaches especially, the players too, like they really appreciated what Charleston did. I mean, some of the coaches were saying it was the best, you know, minor league game environment they'd ever been in. It was phenomenal. It was a packed house, and it was really cool. And then the way they came back, you know, two big hits, Cesar Diaz, and then – and then later in the inning, Vince Condi hits the one that ties it up, and then you have the error that helps him out. But it was kind of the combination of, you know, the players were coming through, and you could tell. I mean, the Braves were sort of affected by the big moment a little bit, so the crowd was a huge factor in that game. So we just thank everybody that came out and everybody that just enjoyed that game so much. It was phenomenal.
And speaking of crowds, of course, the River Dogs, they broke a record for the most in season, like 293,000 plus.
Yeah. I think it was 293,161, franchise record, not even counting the two playoff games. I mean, that was about as awesome of a season it could have been, even though we didn't advance the championship.
I have to say, I was at that Saturday night game rooting them on, and I will tell you that I thought we were gracious hosts, and I thought we were gracious losers, too, because even though Rome won, as soon as it was announced that they were the Southern Division champion, the crowd erupted with applause for them, to be quite honest. I want to say, the River Dog fans, we're classy folks. Rome was crowned the winner, and there was still an eruption of applause for that group, for the effort that they've done, and I thought that was great.
And it helps that it's a Braves affiliate, too. We got a bunch of Braves fans. But honestly, I've one of the things I would really be impressed with the Charleston fan base is the first time we played the Rome Braves at home, I was like, oh, man, is there going to be people, like, cheering for the Braves and doing the tomahawk chop and, like, all that other excruciating garbage? And, sorry, Braves fans. The tomahawk chop is insufferable.
That was Matt Dean. Matt Dean picks.
But I've been really impressed. I mean, people know how to do it. Like, people are interested in seeing the Braves prospects, and people are Braves fans that show up to the games, but they cheer for the River Dogs. Maybe there's a few exceptions, but people cheer for the River Dogs. Yeah, River Dogs fans have had the right attitude about playing a Braves affiliate all year long. So, side note, that's fine.
What can you say about the River Dogs that in like a couple sentences that can summarize our year this year?
Yeah, well, obviously we mentioned the record attendance. This was seriously one of the best, you know, pitching performances as a collective whole that we've ever seen in Charleston. I mean, the history was the second lowest ERA ever in the history. That's going back to 1980, history of the franchise, best under the River Dogs name. And it was the most different pitchers that were used in a single season. There were 36 different pitchers that were used by the River Dogs.
Incredible. But so this is not going to be our last leading off in the low country because we're going to still talk some baseball because the pennant races are heating up a lot. And we got to talk about that. And of course, got the World Series coming up. So we're going to hang in there for another month or so we can keep this going. Then thanks always to Matt Dean of the River Dogs. You can hear him on WTMA 1250 AM, the big talker, riverdogs.com and MILB.TV. I am Lillian Starr of 95SX. You can hear me on Sundays 11 AM to 2 PM after Carson Daly. That was leading off in the Low Country. Thank you so much for listening.